alive! It's Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. We all know the story. Man creates monster. Something goes wrong with the monster because the man wasn't working with the best set of tools and materials. And that one PowerPoint presentation was all wrong. Well, maybe I'm mixing up stories here, but sure, we've all felt like Dr. Frankenstein at one time or another. You've got a mishmash of parts from a variety of places. There's some electricity, perhaps some blue smoke. And at first you don't succeed, try again, and then make sure those angry villagers don't burn down the town in an attempt to capture your creation. That could have been just my last design. In this week's Fish Fry, we're taking a closer look at Avnet's new hardware studio. With little help from Kickstarter, Dragon Innovation, and Avnet, you can get your next prototype out of the garage, basement, spare bedroom, lab, and into the real world of manufacturing. Please welcome Bob Merriman from Avnet. Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So Avnet just released the results of a survey that said that engineers are finding it harder to find the right market and acquire financing, but finding it easier to use and find the right technology. I'm sure my audience can identify with all of this, or some of it at least. So what else did you find out in this study?
That's really a great question, because the survey gave us a lot of really good insights into what's happening with hardware, especially in kind of the startup and creator space. And aside from the points you mentioned, one of the big sort of revelations of this was around sensors and IoT technology. So as we all know, IoT is booming right now, and sensors play a huge part of that. And what we found was that the sensors were the most critical technology identified by this survey population. And that in and of itself isn't such a revelation, but kind of the next point that was really the most interesting to me is that also according to those surveyed, the period of time following the initial design but preceding manufacturing is the most significant and also difficult stage of product development. So what that tells us is these sensors and these IoT products are their focus, but they're having a really hard time going from kind of that initial design all the way into a finished product with these components.
Okay, so on the heels of this study, you guys also launched, with the help of Dragon Innovation and Kickstarter, the Hardware Studio. So tell me more. What exactly is Hardware Studio, and how does it inspire innovation?
Absolutely. So we're very, very excited at Avnet about Hardware Studio right now. So Hardware Studio, as you mentioned, is a partnership between Avnet, Kickstarter, and Dragon Innovation with the goal of bringing new and exciting hardware to life via crowdfunding. So it ties in very closely with the survey in that identifying the market and finding funding are some challenges that these creators face, along with this struggle to kind of go from prototype to manufacturing. So Hardware Studio is really designed to provide creators with the educational resources that they need to understand this journey, because hardware really is hard, and then also with some tangible hands-on help to get that prototype built, to get things finalized, to move into manufacturing, and then to ultimately deliver really quality products to their campaign backers on time.
Okay, so within Hardware Studio is Hardware Studio Connection. So Bob, how is this different from Hardware Studio?
Yes, we get that question a lot. It's another very good question. So Hardware Studio is the name of the program. Within Hardware Studio, there are two sort of key components. The first is Toolkit, and that is the sort of the website itself, which is an education hub and really sort of online community for these hardware creators to come and get access to really great information and resources. So this is where Kickstarter is providing content related to how to launch a successful crowdfunding campaign. And Avnet and Dragon Innovation are providing content around important considerations for design or things that you need to be thinking about as you're interviewing factories for manufacturing. So that toolkit side is really the open education hub. Connection is the portion that is provided by Avnet and Dragon Innovation, where creators can apply to be accepted into the program. And for those who do apply, they get access to some really powerful tools and also resources through Avnet and Dragon Innovation, which could be things like BOM optimization or help with design, maybe contract manufacturing to refine or even build a first prototype. And then with Dragon Innovation, we can actually take a creator and get them all the way through the manufacturing process so that the product that they'll actually be delivering to their backers, we have helped them take from kind of prototype all the way through to its final stage.
So what's the future look like for Hardware Studio? Where are we going from here?
Well, this is a very exciting time. I think starting off, the idea is to just sort of expose the population to a program like Hardware Studio to get folks aware that it's out there. And then moving forward and looking into the future, we really hope that it becomes sort of the launching point for new and exciting hardware, that Hardware Studio sort of becomes synonymous with how you take hardware to market, because we have laid out a plan or sort of a pipeline of services that hardware creators recognize that between Avnet, Dragon, and Kickstarter, we can help you solve your technical challenges, we can get your product manufactured, and then we can actually introduce you to the market via crowdfunding on Kickstarter.
Excellent. All right, Bob, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you're a bit of a jiu-jitsu enthusiast, so how did you get involved in jiu-jitsu, and what do you like about it?
That's an interesting question. So when I was attending Arizona State University, I saw two friends who were wrestling around. As a boy growing up, who I don't have any brothers, but I'm very close with a number of cousins, and a number of disputes were settled via wrestling. And the oldest cousin usually got his way because he was the biggest. And so watching these two friends of mine just sort of kind of playfully wrestle around the living room, I, in my head, assumed right away that the bigger of the two would come out victorious. And to my surprise, it was actually the smaller one who kind of had his way. And so afterwards, I talked to him and said, "What was that?" And he said, "Oh, I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu." And this was back in 1999. I'd never heard of it, didn't have any idea what it was, and assumed that anything that sounded like jiu-jitsu was just like karate, and was sort of very, very surprised to learn that jiu-jitsu is actually more like wrestling. So there's no kicking or punching whatsoever. You wear a traditional uniform called a gi, which looks very similar to like a judo uniform. The match begins, and then you can win by scoring points from getting dominant positions, like being on top of your opponent or turning them over, but also through submission holds. And that was the part that really sort of caught my attention. So these are chokes and joint locks and things like that, where you have the opportunity to end a match by putting an opponent into a position where they can either submit or face serious injury. And jiu-jitsu actually translates to gentle art. And so the idea was that you could end a confrontation without having to, you know, punch somebody in the face or get violent, but that you could just, you know, place them in one of these submission holds and give them an opportunity to say, "Okay, I've learned my lesson. I'd like to stop now." And so signed up in 1999 and have been training ever since. And I'm currently a second degree black belt.
Very nice. I think you may be my first jiu-jitsu enthusiast on Fish Fry. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Bob.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. This was a blast.
Speaking of prototypes, we all know that FPGA-based prototypes are essential in most system designs today. But we also all know that building your own prototype can be a very challenging and expensive proposition. You need a robust solution with performance, scalability, software support, visibility, and a host of other important attributes. In a brand new episode of Chalk Talk entitled Protium S1, the Most Productive FPGA-Based Prototyping Solution, I sit down with the one and only Jürgen Jaeger and talk about the Protium S1 FPGA-Based Prototyping Solution from Cadence Design Systems. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of eejournal.com, by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, or by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is your thing, well, yes, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full with all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and more. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conferences coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of October 27th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.